You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, a fun series for the Orioles against the Royals right now. A melee on Tuesday night as the Orioles took their second straight in the series from the Royals. It all got started in the second inning, I guess. Manny Machado gets thrown on inside by Yordano Ventura a couple of times. Machado hits one deep to left, didn't get out, stayed in the park. Then they had some words, and then next at bat, Ventura hits Machado, and then that was it. Bench is clear, Machado is out, pitch is thrown. I'm sure maybe suspensions to come. It was certainly a wild one, and it seemed like a situation where after the game, the Orioles were certainly rallying around Machado as the guy that was in the right in this situation.
Yes, yeah. I think that they all pretty much agreed that was run 99 trying to hit a guy, trying to hurt a guy. And that can end a guy's career. Manny said it last night. A couple of the other guys said it. It's really unfortunate, but you look at Ventura. This isn't the first time. Hopefully the league takes a look at it and really tries to put a stop to it. Because if you think about it, Tim, I'm not saying that Machado was totally blameless because, you know, he was chirping in that at bat before and then Ventura back and forth. But you go up there as a batter, you have no weapons. If you're a pitcher, you have a 99-mile-an-hour pitch that you can really hurt a guy with. So I think Machado had to kind of stand up for himself there before things escalated. And it's unfortunate that it even got to that point.
Yeah, and you mentioned 99 miles per hour, and that was Ventura's hardest pitch of the night, which doesn't help, I think, in as far as the world of public opinion or anything like that, because you think a lot of times about when a pitcher goes out and hits a guy, he maybe takes a little off if it's a message-sending thing, and for Ventura to really dial it up to 99, not good. As far as possible suspensions, that kind of thing, any idea? I mean, I know baseball – usually the time frame can differ from event to event, but any thoughts on when we may be hearing about that?
No, I really don't know. Last night, obviously, people were talking about it, but it was so early, you were still digesting what had happened. I'd be surprised if you heard today. I think usually if you look at it, MLB takes about a day or two. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to end up doing. I know the Orioles will be upset if Manny ends up getting more of the same as Ventura. They thought he was provoked.
Yeah, in that situation, I would think it could end up being the same, especially when you're thinking about Ventura being a starting pitcher. I feel like starting pitchers usually get a little bit longer suspension because obviously they only play every fifth day. But it'll be interesting to see. And they always say the best way to get revenge is to do it on the field, right? And so the Orioles, right after the bench is clear, everybody goes back to the dugouts, and the Orioles go back-to-back homers. I mean, there's no better way to get back at a team.
There isn't, and I think Funk kind of mentioned it a little bit yesterday, the fact that, you know, this dates back a while. The Royals embarrassed the Orioles in 2014 in the postseason. They swept them. And there was a lot of stuff that happened that the Orioles weren't too fond of. They thought that the Royals were a little rude in certain aspects of the game, and, you know, they just took it. And last night, they didn't feel like taking it any longer, and that's what you saw. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing kind of comes down over the next few days.
Yeah, and certainly there's another game to be played in this series. Do you see any situation where last night or Tuesday night bleeds into Wednesday's game?
I don't know. You'd like to hope not. You would think that maybe they would get over it in baseball and realize that this whole thing is silly. But, again, it wouldn't surprise me. Really wouldn't. I think if you're Kansas City, you got to focus first and foremost on winning a game. They've lost six in a row. I thought that was probably one of the more disappointing things, and you could tell – some of the Royals guys seemed frustrated, and if you watch the video, Perez is really slow behind the plate to come at Manny. He basically let Manny charge the mound, and Ned Yost admitted that some of the guys on the Royals are tired of Ventura's antics, and the team's losing. They're in the middle of a bad losing stretch, and Ventura's worried about a personal vendetta with Manny. So I don't know if it's going to carry over or not. You would hope not. You would think not, especially if the Royals are a little fed up with Ventura.
Yeah, it's not the first time for Ventura. He's got kind of a reputation at this point. He's been involved in this stuff before. All right, let's get away from that and back to the Orioles as a team. Yovani Gallardo, second rehab start on Tuesday afternoon. That at the AAA level. How close is he?
Close. I'd be surprised if he doesn't come back. He's going to go with the team to throw his work day, so he'll probably decide, I guess, after that. But again, I think he's probably going to end up. I don't know why you bring him to Toronto and then send him back out for another rehab start as long as he's healthy. So
yeah, that doesn't.
I think that's going to end soon, I would think.
Now, is Mike Wright the guy that goes back to the bullpen? Wright was great on Monday in his start, actually, 7 innings, one run. It was unearned. He struck out 4. He got the win. But is he the guy that goes back to the bullpen and Gallardo takes that spot?
Maybe immediately, but Yvaldo Jimenez is on tonight, too. So didn't pitch great last night, didn't pitch horrible, which is okay. So I think if they want to move Wright because he has options, either to AAA or the bullpen, they can do that. And he could be the guy that takes Ubaldo's spot. So there could be some rotating around over the next few weeks while they try to really step up that rotation. Because as good as the Orioles have been, I still think they're really going to struggle if they make it to the postseason because they can't pitch.
Yeah, in those short series, you're going to face better pitching. And Jimenez, you mentioned him, getting the win on Tuesday night. But reading Buck Showalter's comments after the game, it wasn't exactly a glowing reveal of how he pitched. Showalter was kind of honest and said, yeah, well, you know, he got some good defense behind him. He made some good pitches when he needed to, but he didn't exactly come out and say he pitched well.
Right, and he didn't. And you look at the stat line, I don't think anyone would say he pitched well. So, you know, good for Buck. He's usually fairly frank when it comes to that stuff.
Darren O'Day to the disabled list, Brittany. An injury that I guess had lingered a little bit. He first injured it back in May against the Astros. How big a hit is that for this bullpen? Because obviously the way the starting pitchers have gone, they need all those arms out in the bullpen.
Yeah, it's a really big hit. On paper, I think it seems like a bigger hit than it is. What's helping them is that Brad Brock is pitching really well for them late in game. He pitched the other night in what would have been Darren O'Day's spot. Michael Givens is also probably going to get a little bit more of an extended look. So I think the key is getting at least 6 out of their starter, as you mentioned. They're having trouble with that. But if they can get that 6, I think they feel okay with Brock, Givens, and Britton and kind of mixing and matching as they go. Those guys aren't available. So it's definitely a case where they miss O'Day. He's a big leader in there, a really big clubhouse guy. But what's really helped is the fact that Brad Brock is pitching so well.
Definitely. The draft is coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Coverage on MLB.com and MLB Network. Brittany, the Orioles don't have a high pick. They have a good amount of picks, though. 4 picks in the top 100. They lost the pick because of signing Yvonne Gallardo. So there's no point in talking about who they may pick at 27. Because
okay, good. I thought you were going to ask. No idea.
Who knows at that point? But just this team in general, when it comes to the draft, is there a philosophy that they kind of take from year to year that Dan Duquette and company have kind of adopted, or do they mix things up from year to year based on what's there?
Well, I think this year the word has been that they're going to get the best player available. I mean, they pick so late, as you said. There's no point projecting or being like, hey, let's go after a bat or a pitcher. By the time it gets to them, they're just going to take the best available player, the guy that they think has the biggest upside. And in years past, they've been pretty big on taking pitchers high, but they've had some really high picks. This is the first year they're really so far down that, again, it's hard to predict, like you said. So I think they're just going to try and get as much talent as they can and see what's left by the time it comes to them, because they still have some chances to get some impact guys.
Yeah, 27 is a spot where sometimes you can take one of those high-risk guys. And this is a draft with a lot of high school pitching. If there is a strength to the draft, it's high school pitching, and some of those guys will be available back there at the end of the first round. So maybe that's a chance. We'll see. The Orioles system certainly needs a little bit of a burst of youth into the organization as far as the minor league goes. So we will see how it goes. Great stuff as always, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.